There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
A few months ago, we talked to Mr. Usta in the studio. Mr. Usta is essentially Ibrahim Kolak, who is with us. So let's welcome back Ibrahim, who is the CEO and the founder as well. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you again, too.
Good to have you here. Now, we'll come to why we've invited you here after we just introduce our other guests as well. Karim Danish is here. Karim, you are, let me get this right, you can tell me, actually, it's easy.
Well, I'm the COO.
You're the COO.
Yes.
Of Mr. Usta.
That's me.
Okay. So that's you. And you also have somebody with you who is taking part in your new training academy, which is Hassam Kazmi, who is from Primo Maintenance. Hassam, good to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Good to have you here. So let's start at the beginning, Ibrahim, just to remind people, because not everybody, I guess, will be aware. The more people that are, the better. But Mr. Usta is an online, I suppose, aggregator platform of home services. So say you're, I don't know, the AC goes down and it's a hot night.
Yes.
You have a platform that would offer a number of different AC conditioning services or fixing services.
That's correct, yeah. We are an online marketplace to provide you home services for your home services needs.
Okay, so things go wrong all the time. It's just Murphy's Law, isn't it? It's the heat of the summer and the AC goes down. It's 2 a.m, the kids can't sleep, you can't sleep, life goes downhill very quickly. So you want to get a service provider out to you. That's great, but what if the service provider that you choose doesn't offer you the greatest service possible, or perhaps there are language issues, for example? These are the things that you're trying to get around with the new training academy. Am I on the right lines here?
Yes, that's exactly correct. I exactly started to Mr. Usta because of that idea, because in the summer my AC broke down and it took me like 15 different phone calls to find a service provider. But the problem doesn't finish when you have the service provider numbers. After that, when you call him, the language is a problem. Sure. Explaining the service is the problem. Some of them use WhatsApp, some of them use emails. You cannot explain yourself emails. So this is a big problem for service providers here.
It is. And in a place like Dubai, where we have the 180, 200, however many nationalities we have, the different languages, the different ways of engaging with one another, you want to get to a simple way of working with people, so you want the best you can, don't you? That's why you're doing this.
Yes, and we want to standardize the services. At the same time, we would like to give everyone the same experience and same convenience as well.
I mean, when I think about my personal experience, I don't have I sometimes hire in cleaners, for example, and the standard can be different because the companies can be different. All the people working within the same company could be of a different level. And what you're trying to do is bring some consistency. So when people contact someone through you, you know that they're providing something. There can be language barriers. I don't know. I've seen someone clean my mirror with wood cleaner. And when you try and explain something to someone, if you can't understand the same language, it's quite difficult to get across directions. Maybe if you want something changed slightly, if you would prefer something to be done in a different way. And what you're trying to do is break down those barriers, I guess.
Exactly. We bring all the service providers on the same platform, same workshop, and we understand their problems too. It's not only customer problems. Same service providers have the same problems too. So we bring them together, we find the problems, and we create solutions for these problems.
Okay. Yeah, I could have done with you last year. I asked for some help with my gazebo thing to be painted, and I came home and they'd painted the garden furniture underneath it too.
Which,
do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember the saga of the gazebo. It's legendary in the ARN Towers vicinity. Let me come to you, Karim. So you're the COO. This, I guess this is your kind of baby, isn't it now, the training academy?
It is. It's all our babies, really. I mean, I just want to come back to the point a little bit about, you know, it starts from the beginning of the journey for us. We have a high vetting process when it comes to having Ustas on our platform. So we start by onboarding them and ensuring that there is a minimum level of quality. We do our own background checks with the Ustas. Right. And we also educate them a little bit, and then there's the orientation period. And of course, a big element of it is the crowdsourcing of the checking their quality or vetting them as well, because customers who use the platform can rate them and so on. But we wanted to expand on on this, and we wanted to ensure that we can bring it back to the ustas too, because they come to us with a lot of problems and we try and find those solutions, as Ibrahim said. So between us, we thought the best way to do it was have this formal academy where we can actually impart some of our own wisdom, but also get other people, external third parties, to ensure that they can, these ustas and other freelancers from outside the market, can get some benefits by being with us on the platform.
Okay, so you vet people and you've got lots of different tradespeople the platform, and you've got a level that you're happy with. So what are the basics that you then need to work with in a formal sense at a trading academy?
Right.
Where do you start?
Well, ultimately, it's about finding what is the biggest pain point right now. So is it communication? So we have a wide spectrum of ustas, to be perfectly honest with you, and they have limitations, right? Customers need transparency and ability to understand, as Ibrahim said. So we thought the best way to do it was join with a teaching academy, right? To be able to come in and give them some education, some training, especially in business communication, how to best talk to customers, to understand the customer's problems, but also to be able to communicate what is the best solution for them. So we saw it in the last couple of years through Mr. Usta, where we had to do it ourselves, but we thought, why not get a third party to come in and do it? So Ibrahim, maybe you can elaborate a little bit on who we're actually going to be working with on that particular.
Yeah, we partnered with Eton Institute, which is a known institute in UAE, and they're going to give training about business communications and business language skills to our ustas.
Okay, so that's the first thing you do. So communication obviously is key, particularly when you have lots of nationalities, lots of standards of English, of Arabic, of Hindi, and all the other languages that people speak in Dubai. What do you do after that? Because these are massively varied trades. It could be, I don't know, people that use wood cleaner, perish the thought on a mirror, to people that fix ACs. Well,
messy.
Exactly. They're very different skills, is the point.
The problem we faced is that what is the usta's expectation? What do they believe that what is a good job in their mind? Ustas that come from the subcontinent, for example, they believe that they've done a good job, but our customer is still unhappy. Rather than having to go case by case on an ad hoc basis, let's give them some kind of tools. Let's give them a training manual. Let's give them the best practices. We've done it from our internal, but let's talk to, let's say, a third party who can help with how to talk to the customer in terms of a sales approach. What are the benefits to, why am I doing this process for you? Why am I talking to you in this way? So the problem is, it's quite varied, as you say. I mean, Hassan, if you wanted to say something here on that point, but because you're the one that actually you and I have been communicating with a lot about why you think there's a valuable reason for doing the academy.
Well, basically, ourselves like myself, we're SMEs, so we may not have the capital to train ourselves as well as the quality of service that is required. Usta Academy brings that to you. For example, we did a workshop on painting with National Paints, which we took part in, where for us as an SME, it gave us their training skills, how to, let's say, paint different type of patterns, got certifications on that, gave confidence to our staff that they are doing the right way if they are doing the correct way. The other example would be they gave us training on VAT for companies like us who don't know much about VAT because, you know, we are mainly just looking to survive in the business matter. Usta was there just to give us a free training on VAT, on how to implement VAT, what's e-registration processes and all these.
So from your point of view, it's about getting better, isn't it? If you're an SME, you could be two or three guys working together to try to build something. You may not be bookkeepers, you may be great painters, but you have the ability under this scheme to become jacks of all trades, I suppose, in some ways, or at least more confident in the things that perhaps you were less confident in.
Yeah, it helps us establish a standard of quality because you get to know other ustas as well during these workshops and you get to see their standards. And me, I'm a bit competitive as well in this manner. Right. I see other companies taking jobs. I want to be as good as them. Mm. And this helps us reach that level.
And I guess as well, the feedback you must get is good, because if you go to a client, for example, and they see now you have these certificates, your staff can paint and do different things, they're more likely to recommend you to someone else too. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the biggest issue with Mr. Rooster at the moment? I mean, I'm guessing the client interface is an issue. If you're starting with communications, you know, the expectations of different customers, different nationalities, different standards of service, how do you, I don't know, how do you square that, Ibrahim?
Actually, when we start, yes, that was the biggest issue. There wasn't a standard of services. So what we, okay. And there wasn't a standard of prices too, not only services. If you go to some service provider, they could charge you double, and it's the exactly same services. What we did is standardizing the services with the questions we ask the customers on our interface. So we want to standardize the service, asking questions, and the same service definitely costs same to the people, and the level, as Kerem explained, is the same, because we are vetting service providers, and if they get bad ratings, we are suspending them or taking them out of the platform. So it helps us a lot to standardize. So education was our biggest problem, and for the last 3 years we improved a lot. Now we want to take it in an official place with this academy, and we will give language classes, law classes, and different classes.
Okay, so help with VAT, help with the legal aspects of operating in the UAE, and this is free.
Yes, exactly free, and we are partnering with In5, TCOM, and we will use, as a strategic partner, we are partnering them, and we will use their facilities, classrooms for that, and it's totally free.
It's amazing what happens when it's summer and it's hot and your AC breaks down, isn't it? Which is exactly what happened to you. And this whole idea comes from the frustrations of a man who couldn't sleep.
Exactly. I had to go to my friend's house and I had to stay there because it's at night you can't do anything. And I called one guy. He came and he told me I cannot fix it. And the other guy charged me, tried to charge me like a very big amount. And there was nothing I could do.
And you thought enough is enough.
Yes. There should be a platform to know who is the good service provider, who is the bad service provider, and what is the price. I need a transparency, so that's the reason we started.
And hence, Mr. Uster. Uster is, has roots in lots of languages from around this region. I just wanted to reiterate that. So Mr. Uster, craftsman, professional, guru, it's something like that, isn't it?
Yes, in Arabic, in Farsi, in Turkish, and in Urdu, it means master, guru, expert, craftsman, and a specialist.
Okay, so the Uster Academy has begun. Ibrahim Kolak's the CEO and the founder of Mr. Uster. Nice to see you again. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much.
We've also been talking to Kerem Danish, who is the COO, the Chief Operating Officer. Good to meet you.
Thank you very much.
And congratulations, Hassan Kazmi, who's from Primo Maintenance, who is now officially trained. Nice to meet you, Hassan.
Hi, nice to meet you too.
Good to have you here. It's Drive Live.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.